1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's going to be a Thanksgiving weekend of brutal weather. Lake effect snow warnings up from upper Michigan to western New York. 2 to 4 feet of snow forecast from just south of Buffalo through Watertown, New York.
Highs over the weekend in the upper Midwest could be in just the teens and the 20s. It'll be 17 on Saturday in Minneapolis. And then right through the weekend, we'll have highs in only the 30s and 40s from Philadelphia up through Boston.
ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin. President Biden and the First Lady delivered Thanksgiving meals to firefighters on Nantucket Island. President-elect Trump spent part of his Thanksgiving venting on his social media, wishing happy Thanksgiving to all, including the radical left lunatics who've worked so hard to destroy our country. That's a quote. Several Democratic members of Connecticut's congressional delegation spent part of their Thanksgivings dealing with threats, bomb threats, and other threats that turned out to be bogus. This is ABC News. The unidentified German physician was already suspected of murdering four people in a nursing home, but after investigators took a closer look, they say the doctor is now suspected of killing eight patients that were in palliative care. Authorities say in some cases the physician tried to cover up his deeds by setting fire to his victims' apartments. This continues to happen. Fortunately, they had high-tech help.
They can thank the Apple iPhone's SOS satellite alert feature because it worked. The alert came in Wednesday that people were stranded and needed help. Over 20 vehicles got stuck in deep snow in Oregon's Union County after GPS sent them onto a road that was not safe to traverse. Search and rescue teams went out and found them. Plows and crews worked to free the cars. About 50 people in total were stuck. GPS and map app sent them on a gravel road that might have been okay during the summer, but not in the winter. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule, dictated by the people who made it, is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual, and if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers host the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and the Dolphins tonight at Lambeau Field, where temperatures will dip into the mid-20s. That could make starting field position more crucial. Green Bay punter Daniel Whelan has improved on his directional punts. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
I think he's started to understand where he is on the field and what he wants to hit. He's gone out there with a conviction of what he wants to do, and he's stayed to task, and he's played pretty well to this point.
College football, Wisconsin plays tomorrow on a rare Black Friday game as they host the Minnesota Gophers. Although the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, head coach Luke Fickell says they need improvement on defense.
When we've had our lapses, that's where it's been. And that's why I said it might be hard to pinpoint, like it's not some schematic thing. It's a little bit easier once you watch to say, okay, guys, we just got to get back to the basics of what we do and making sure we're leveraging the football, we're tackling, and we're playing more sound.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, scattered flurries, and a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing but a brisk breeze, staying cold and highs in the low 20s. Mid-20s for highs for the rest of the holiday weekend. Temps nudge closer to 30 to start early next week. It's 24 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll revisit some of our favorite recent interviews, including children's author Laura Bird and meeting new state legislator Christian Phelps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hope you're enjoying an amazing Thanksgiving. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Maggie Dawn Show.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way.
My thanks to each and every one of you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody out there. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got you covered all week. We're going to have a very special replay for you the day after tomorrow. So on Friday, Jimmy Kozka is going to be in the Maggie Dawn Show chair. And you do not want to miss Jimmy's show. I don't think there's anybody out there that knows more about local high school and regional collegiate athletics in the state of Wisconsin. Jimmy is just a font of information. Super excited to have him. And of course, I'll be back on Monday. I hope you all have a blessed and wonderful, safe, happy, and thankful Thanksgiving weekend holiday. On Monday, I am going to return to the conversation about corruption in government and what it means to hold government officials accountable. You're not going to want to miss that. That'll be coming up on Monday. Don't forget Deer Hunters Roundup. That's going to be tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. That goes every single day of the 9-day deer hunt season, excluding Thanksgiving. So that show will not be on Thanksgiving. That show is from 6 to 8 every evening. That ends on December 1st, last day of the hunt. Don't forget to check that out if you are in Park Falls, Hayward, or Wisconsin Rapids. But of course, you can also catch it everywhere on the Civic Media app. I've been very privileged to be having great conversation with my special co-host and guest today. His name is Dan Terrio. He is an enrolled member of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians of North Central Wisconsin. He is a good friend of mine and now a good friend of each and every one of you. And before we get into the fun stuff of the Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to kick off this next hour. We're going to talk about some holiday best practices, some recipe tips, some how to properly thaw turkey, maybe some turkey tailgate tips, all of that. And more, including what to do if you've got that crazy relative who just won't shut up about politics.
Oy
vey. Yes, we'll talk about that. All that's coming up. If you've got stories to share, recipes that you love, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And at the bottom of the hour, get ready. We're going to play a little game with Dan called Name That Holiday Movie.
Ooh.
We're going to play a little sound. Dan's going to try to name that movie. And of course, you can call in and give your guesses as well. We've got a whole bunch of those. Some of them easy, some not so easy.
Okay.
So y'all get ready. Okay. That's at the bottom of the hour. But before we get there, I first of all want to say very personally to you, Dan, It is a wonderful thing when you enter into middle age to make new friends. It doesn't happen so much, right? You actually have to work at it a little bit. And I just wanted to say to you, Dan, I am so thankful that you entered my life and that we have gotten to become friends, me in middle age. And you have been an absolute light to me and a great friend, a wonderful colleague, and someone that I get to enjoy the experience of your knowledge and lived wisdom here on the radio. So thank you. I am very thankful for you, Dan.
Thank you. And I would echo all of those words. It has been an absolute honor, you know, to be here today. Thank you to everybody listening as well for all the questions. But of course, got to turn it to you, Maggie, as well. Thank you for the invite to be here. And I value and love our friendship. Thank you.
Legit, my humble pleasure. I thought, Dan, I would give you the opportunity to complete our conversation. Dan and I and each and every one of you spent the first hour today talking about Native American heritage, the intersections of being a First Nation person and an American, what all of this means. We got some great questions. Thank you to everybody who texted or messaged on Facebook or on YouTube where we stream live. Thank you. Thank you. If you missed it, don't worry. Just go to civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show and you can check it there. But Dan, I'm going to give you the last word of the afternoon on all of these things that we've been talking about, so important in this Native American History Month and on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Native American history is Wisconsin history. It is United States history. And I think it's important to take the month, not even just the month, I mean, beyond the month. I mean, all year is Native American Heritage Month. And so take the time to learn and ask those questions and just absorb so much about the First Nations of these lands and gather all of that knowledge and aim to create a space where representation does matter. All representation. We could have gone on and on and on.
Yes.
As some of our listeners mentioned today about doing frequent shows about this topic. And the truth be told that every tribe has a unique history. I mean, we didn't even talk about the Menominee tribe and their termination as a tribe and what that led to Menominee County being created. So we could have gone on and on and on. So I implore every one of you to take today and let it be the day one of learning about Native American heritage right here in the state and grow from there.
Thank you. Again, folks, that's Dan Terrio. He is an activist, an educator, a TED-certified speaker. I am linking three of Dan's bits of work to our show notes today so you can see Dan in action. He is, and I have a high bar for this, Dan. I'll just say this.
Ooh, okay.
For public speaking, I have a high bar. You got to be entertaining. You got to be informative. You got to be very real. You got to keep it 100, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And you check all the boxes.
Aww, thank you.
You are fabulous. If you want to see any of Dan's work, see more of it, you can check that out. Again, go to civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show and look in the show notes from today, November 27th. Now, for the rest of the show, y'all, we're going to have some fun because, as you know, if you've heard me more than once, I usually talk a lot of hard, deep, substantive things. And sometimes it's
been
very wonky.
Very hard month.
Yes.
So we need this.
I am ready for November to be over, but not before I give thanks.
Yes.
And spend some time with loved ones. And you all are part of the Civic Media family. You are part of the show today. Dan and I are going to spend the rest of today talking about the fun stuff. You do not have to wait to be asked to call. You can call in anytime with one of your favorite holiday movies. You have a tradition that you wish to share. You want to shout out somebody that you're particularly thankful for. You are welcome to join this great conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I wanted to start with a little shout out to a couple of our most faithful listeners. When this network was in its infancy, it actually sort of was birthed on Brady Street in Milwaukee, which I call the liberal heart of Wisconsin. It truly is. Milwaukee's Brady Street is sort of like the San Franciscan Haight-Ashbury of the Middle West, right?
That's a good analogy for it.
And these two folks are longtime listeners that go way, way back. And I just wanted to give a huge thanks to Mike and Annalise, who have been listening forever. I'm incredibly thankful. They sent me a lovely note after a particularly, I think, personal show that I did last week. I really appreciate that. And I want to say thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in, including folks who vehemently disagree with me and want to get on the horn and argue with me, whether that's on the phone or on the text lines. This all works because of you. And I'm extremely humbled and grateful and thankful to each and every one of you for being part of the Maggie Dawn Show and the growing Civic Media Network family. With that, let's get into it, Dan. Drum roll, please. The first thing that always like trips people up is the how to properly thaw a turkey. Now, have you had to make the turkey, Dan? has this ever been literally on your plate of the thing to get done for the family dinner?
No, I'm the baker of the family.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you taking orders? Because Maggie is to baking like a fish is to bicycles.
We'll talk offline.
Ooh, perfect. Love it.
I love baking.
Oh, I'm jealous. I hate it. It's too precise. I color outside the lines. You know what I'm saying?
I'm actually a stress baker. So when I am very stressed, I will bake nonstop. Cookies, bars, cakes, whatever you got. I will do that.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. I'm a stress cleaner, which is good. It's very helpful around the holidays.
We could combine forces. You can clean my house.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
I'll only clean it if it's not like super dirty. You know what I'm saying? God. It can't be dirty, dirty. I'm not cleaning
it
up.
I don't want to stereotype, but you know.
Hey, Dan, as long as it smells like cookies, man, we're good.
Always smells like sweets. Yes, yes.
All right. Here are the tips on how to safely thaw a frozen turkey. If you forgot to take it out this morning and you're like, oh, crud. Frankly, you probably should have been taken out of the freezer like a few days ago, yeah. Especially if you've got a particularly large bird. Here's the thing. Do not set poultry on the counter and be like, oh, it'll thaw out. Totally fine. No. That's a bad idea. First of all, you do not want raw poultry touching any surfaces without cleaning them. Refrigerator thawing, everybody, like this is the pro tip. Now, it's also very not labor intensive, but it requires you to start a little bit ahead of time. Here are the guidelines. 4 to 12 pounds is going to take you 1 to 3 days to thaw out in the fridge. Can you believe that? 12 to 16 pounds, 3 to 4 days, 16 to 20 pounds, 4 to 5 days, 20 to 24 pound turkeys, 5 to 6 days. So y'all, unless you got one of them little birds, it's a little bit too late. Now you can also do it, but go ahead, Nan.
I was going to say, what if you have multiple birds? Like to thaw those out, like you almost would need a separate refrigerator.
Correct.
To do that.
Because the bird itself, especially if it's a big bird, Okay. I think we got some Muppet Thanksgiving stuff. But if it's a big bird and you put two big birds in the refrigerator, it's going to actually lower the temperature of the refrigerator because you have these massive solid blocks of ice.
I've actually heard of people that will fill up like a bathtub. Were you going
to
get into
this
that?
This is the next one. I swear to God, y'all, we did not plan this. Cold water. So cold water thawing takes less time but requires a lot more of your attention. Put your turkey in a leak-proof bag. You don't want the germs getting all over the place. Submerge it in cold water. The water needs to be changed every 30 minutes, y'all. So, like, you can have one beer. And then you got to go back and change the ice water until the turkey is completely thawed. Now, you can do the microwave method, but I'm just going to tell you, I do not recommend.
I text my mom every year.
Do not try to microwave.
I text her every year to ask how long you can microwave a bird.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back, y'all. Keep it locked. More fun Thanksgiving stories up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hope you're enjoying an amazing Thanksgiving. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Maggie Dawn Show.
Familiar highways, lying with leaves turned brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. My thanks to my producer, Cardi, who's making me cry on Thanksgiving Eve with the amazing tunes he's dropping. Thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've had with me this entire show my good friend and now yours, Dan Terrio. He is a First Nation person. He is celebrating Thanksgiving with each and every one of you and me and Cardi today here on the show. I love this. This is the second time we've done this, Dan.
Yes.
And it's so nice to be here again with you. I'm glad that we're putting a marker down and we're gonna do this every year. If I'm on the radio around Thanksgiving, you're coming on the radio.
I love
with
the
me.
Dialogue.
It is so good. Join this dialogue and have a great conversation with Dan and I and Cardi. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're doing a little of Thanksgiving best practices. We've talked about good ways to thaw a turkey and not, and the don't use the microwave.
Don't use the microwave.
You just don't, no, don't do that. So we've been doing that, and I promised everybody I would explain the difference between stuffing and dressing. It's really complicated, y'all. Oh, yeah. I hope you're watching on YouTube. Take a note. Or on Facebook or on the thing that used to be called Twitter. Stuffing is cooked in the bird. Dressing is cooked in a casserole dish. That is it. The stuffing means it's actually stuffed in the bird. Yeah, you are super unimpressed.
Seriously, I waited.
I know, big buildup.
I waited till now. And
little Occam's razor business. Now, I will tell you what my secret three ingredients for stuffing or dressing, depending on how it's getting cooked. And usually I make so much of it that it's both stuffing and dressing. Like I'm baking some of it in the bird and there's a separate casserole dish. Because I'm from Wisconsin, y'all, and we want... like half the plate is going to be stuffing, one quarter, like 1/8 sweet potato, 1/8 mashed potato, and then the last quarter is going to be a mix of of white and red meat with a ton of gravy on it. Mm. Like, that's my plate distribution.
Can they touch?
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some people that are very picky about their food touching.
When you're eating Thanksgiving food, the food can touch. It's all beige. I mean, like, what is it? Like, if all of the but food some
flavors,
is beige.
But some flavors don't go well together.
Listen, y'all, like Maggie rule, if all your food is beige, it can
it's
touch.
All
it's all beige, it can touch. Okay, here are my, like, absolute killer stuffing ingredients. If you put these three things in your stuffing, it will be a number one. People will want to eat this again.
Okay.
Okay? This is actually the real deal. The whole conceit about stuffing and dressing was just so that I could share the three secret magic ingredients, okay? All built up for this. The first one is Italian sausage, sweet Italian sausage drained.
Okay.
Okay? Sweet Italian sausage, if you get like the real deal from Glorioso's on Brady Street in downtown Milwaukee, it has a ton of fennel in it. Fennel is such a beautiful fall flavor, okay? The second one is don't use the onion. Please don't do that. Use a leek. A leek.
More flavor.
Yes. Way more flavor, like cooked down in a little butter. Oy. And don't forget to salt your leek when you're cooking it down. Okay?
Yep.
Third and finally, and don't mess with these too much, okay, is the green apple. It is tart. It also, as it cooks, gives off and sort of dehydrates into the stuffing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up with the sweetness from that. Now, if you want to get really adventurous, you can throw some dried cranberries in there as well. That always sorts out. But my three magic ingredients, if you want to have the best stuffing you've ever eaten, is the sweet Italian sausage drained. Secondly, the leeks cooked in butter with some salt. Don't forget the salt. And then thirdly, some green apples diced up. Absolutely delightful. Cannot miss every time.
I don't like stuffing.
But this sounds
this
good.
This sounds good. See, my thing is, it's a lot of bread, so all I think about is carbs. And I'm like, well, which you shouldn't think about carbs on Thanksgiving, but it's got meat in it. And
it
that's
does.
Where I will, you sign me up at meat.
And when you stuff it in the bird, that Italian sausage, fennel, yes, it gets into the bird. It is to die for. Mm. And by the way, this is like back from the early to mid 90s Bon Appetit recipe that I stole this from. Remember, if you're of a certain age, I'm talking to you out there, when you'd pull the Bon Appetit recipes and there'd be like 30 ingredients in them. You're spending about 25 minutes in the spice aisle. You got to ask somebody, where is the thus and such? Because you've never heard of it before. Yeah, that Bon Appetit magazine from like the mid 90s.
The millennial in me was like, what are you talking about? I don't even know.
You used to get a magazine to get recipes out of it? What are you even talking about? I have no idea.
No idea.
No idea. I do. I still have a recipe box, for crying out loud.
I mean, I inherited my grandma's recipe box when she passed away. And because I, of course, out of all of the grandkids, was the cooker, baker person of the family.
Yeah, I love that. When we come back, we're going to take care of a little bit of business at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the story about how I blew about 100 New Yorkers' minds when I lived there with something that I made for a party.
Mm.
Like, they had passed through the looking glass. All of them were like, well, I could move to Wisconsin. That's totally a thing. Is this how all the food tastes there? Because this is amazing. I'm going to tell you that story when we come back. We're going to do a little movie, holiday movie trivia. Movie trivia with Dan Terrio, my special guest host, on this pre-Thanksgiving celebration. I appreciate each and every one of you. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And join us, of course, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked, y'all. Because the older that I get, I see life short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's going to be a Thanksgiving weekend of brutal weather. Lake effect snow warnings up from upper Michigan to western New York. 2 to 4 feet of snow forecast from just south of Buffalo through Watertown, New York.
Highs over the weekend in the upper Midwest could be in just the teens and the 20s. It'll be 17 on Saturday in Minneapolis. And then right through the weekend, we'll have highs in only the 30s and 40s from Philadelphia up through Boston.
ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin. President Biden and the First Lady delivered Thanksgiving meals to firefighters on Nantucket Island. President-elect Trump spent part of his Thanksgiving venting on his social media, wishing happy Thanksgiving to all, including the radical left lunatics who've worked so hard to destroy our country. That's a quote. Several Democratic members of Connecticut's congressional delegation spent part of their Thanksgivings dealing with threats, bomb threats, and other threats that turned out to be bogus. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers host the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and the Dolphins tonight at Lambeau Field, where temperatures will dip into the mid-20s that could make starting field position more crucial. Green Bay punter Daniel Whelan has improved on his directional punts. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
I think he started to understand where he is on the field and what he wants to hit. He's gone out there with a conviction of what he wants to do, and he's stayed to task, and he's played pretty well to this point.
College football, Wisconsin plays tomorrow on a rare Black Friday game as they host the Minnesota Gophers. Although the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, head coach Luke Fickell says they need improvement on defense.
When we've had our lapses, that's where it's been. And that's why I said it might be hard to pinpoint, like it's not some schematic thing. It's a little bit easier once you watch to say, okay, guys, we just got to get back to the basics of what we do and making sure we're leveraging the football, we're tackling, and we're playing more sound. I
mean, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurries ending, cloudy skies to stay with us overnight as lows drop to the mid-teens. Blustery northwest winds up around 25. We'll take that wind chill down to around zero. On Friday, skies will turn sunny, blustery winds, highs in the lower 20s. It's 24 at our studios.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale now through Monday, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hope you're enjoying an amazing Thanksgiving. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. If it's a chill jazz piano, it's probably some Peanuts holiday music, because happy Thanksgiving Eve, y'all. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by a very special guest and co-host today, Dan Terrio. He's a good friend of mine. He is a First Nation person joining me today. We are in the lighter side of the Holiday Eve celebration. Dan joining me for the second annual Dan and Maggie Holiday Festivus Thanksgiving Hangout. I don't know what we got to brand it somehow.
We got to think of a name.
We do. We absolutely do need to think of a name. There's a ton of texts, so I want to read them out.
Sure.
Everybody, if you want to text us, join in this last half hour before we all ride off into the beautiful holiday sunset. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to talk about some of our favorite holiday movies. Dan and I are about ready to do a little holiday movie name that tune.
Ooh.
If you will. Yes.
Okay.
So wanted to share some of the text. Judy from Lodi says, I love It's a Wonderful Life. It shows how good friends and family is worth more than anything in the world, especially money and greed. It's an amazing movie and always important, always relatable. I love my family and my amazing husband, Eric. Aw, happy Thanksgiving, Judy and Eric. Cam from Appleton shows himself thawing out turkey tonight, and he sent us a meme, and it's Kramer in the shower cleaning the lettuce. I love it.
I love it.
Sue from Franklin, happy Thanksgiving Eve from Dan and I. She says, best movies, Going My Way and Bells of St. Mary. Oh, I love that one. They were my mom's favorites, and we watched them together often. This is my first Thanksgiving without her, and I'm sure going to watch both. Oh, Sue.
That's small.
Dan and I have all of the feels for
yes.
you right now. And little shout out to Sue's mom. I'll watch Bells of St. Mary in your mother's honor sometime during the holiday season. Linda from Middleton. My earliest memory of Native Americans was at Camp Upham Woods as an impressionable 10-year-old when Cloris Lowe gave us a talk about the history of Native Americans in Turtle Island. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oscar from Madison giving Maggie Dawn a heavy check on the text line. I love it when I get checked on the text line. He says, no, Maggie, dressing is made with cornmeal stuffing. Oh, dressing is made with cornmeal, period. Stuffing is made with bread. That's the difference. Oh, I love it. I'll take the check from Oscar
wow.
and Madison. Love it. Spread that knowledge, Oscar. Sherry from Horicon saying, no, stop with the bread. Use gnocchi. If you could make stuffing with gnocchi, I mean, like, that's next
interesting.
Level. Next level decadent. Lynn from Oconomowoc. What's up, Lynn? She says, happy Thanksgiving. My stuffing. A bag of seasoned crumbs, lots of melted butter, a box of chicken rice-a-roni cooked. Okay, you kind of had me at rice-a-roni.
Wow.
Apple cider to soften bread, cubed apples, raisins, celery, and walnut pieces. Makes enough for the bird and around it. Ooh, that sounds delicious, Lynn. Steve. Hello again, Steve. He likes a wild rice stuffing with sweet Italian sausage, mirepoix, of course, water chestnuts, loving that addition, fresh mushrooms, gorgonzola, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Yes, Steve, that sounds delicious as well. Thank you all. Please keep the texts and outreach coming. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also be watching us on the U of the Tube, the Book of the Face, and the thing that used to be called Twitter. All of them. Of course, you can find me on Instagram as well. Go check me out. Please follow me. Also on Blue Sky now at Maggie Dawn Show. I had a little story to share with everyone,
oh, yeah.
Dan.
There you go.
So if you've been listening for a while, and as Dan knows, I've regaled you with a few New York stories. I lived in New York for a number of years as a little baby lawyer after I got done clerking for a federal appeals court judge. And I was very lucky. I got hooked up with this amazing apartment And it was right on Central Park. Like, I was so lucky. People would show up and be like, well, who did you know in New York? And I was like, nobody. I'm from Milwaukee. I'm Maggie. What's up? You know, and that was kind of the vibe. Beautiful place. I had a great roommate. And we decided to throw this huge holiday bash. Like, this apartment was obnoxiously large for New York. And there's a long story about how I got it. I'll tell you that story some other time. But it wasn't at market rates, okay? And no, I didn't cheat, okay? There's New York has very specific rent control laws. In any case, she was Jewish. I was raised Catholic. So we decided, again, like big combo party. She was making latkes and a lot of traditional Jewish fare. And I decided I would do like the classic meat and cheese plate, chipped beef dip, because that is delicious. And it's a I always get the Carl Budding corned beef. Like, you cannot make chipped beef without Carl Budding corned beef. Okay, delicious, super good. You can eat it with celery or a toastette or a Ritz cracker. It's literally good on everything. Anyways, chipped beef dip and a lot of it. And then I made cookies. And by make cookies, I mean there was over 1,000 cookies made. Multiple different kinds. A couple of the recipes were from my 92-year-old neighbor. Her name was Ann Luddington. Okay? This is from, like, the old country. It's just butter and sugar. And sometimes you use almond extract. Sometimes it's vanilla. But, like, these are the component parts, right? So I made all these cookies, and I made cookie bags as, like, guest gift bags. Nearly 100 people came through our apartment. And I kid you not, Dan and everybody out there, it was like the swarm of the locusts had come through. There was not a morsel of food left. They ate all of it. And I kept hearing, like, what is in these cookies? I was like, yes, that's butter and sugar, people. Like, that's what that tastes like. I'd go to parties in New York and there'd be like one tiny little tray of sushi. Like, no wonder people are so skinny here. Where's the cowboy sandwich and the chipped beef dip? Come on now. Like, you got to feed people when they're drinking.
I am taking notes of all of it because the chip beef dip never had.
Oh, my Dan.
Never had.
I am so hooking you up with the chip beef dip. It is so good with sour cream and green onions. Little Lowry's cracked pepper.
It sounds so where it's good. At,
and so easy to make. You just want to do it the night before so it can set and chill.
It sounds so good.
Really good. I'm so excited for Thanksgiving, everybody, obviously. I am with my very special guest and co-host today, Dan Terrio. We have talked about the intersection of Native American traditions and the importance of Native American history, it being Native American History Month. But we thought we'd have some fun at the very tail end of the show. Your texts and calls, of course, welcome, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to play Name That Holiday Movie, right, Dan. Are you ready?
Let's
Cardi,
do this.
Are you ready? Let's do this. Okay, this one's an oldie. Okay. I'm going to give you a hint. We're going to be starting with cut 6. Cardi, give me a thumbs up when you are ready to go.
Just to clarify, these are, yes, are these holiday films? So it can be like Thanksgiving or Christmas? Or
correct.
Is it just, okay.
Correct.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's in the broad category
needed
of holiday
needed to get into that mindset.
Films. Okay, here, right. Here's number one.
Sorry to interrupt your work, but you're making a serious mistake.
Huh?
With reindeer, I mean. You're putting Prancer where Dasher should be. And Blitzen should always be on my right-hand side.
He should, huh?
Yes, and another thing. Donner's antlers have 4 points instead of 3. But I don't suppose anyone would notice that except me.
No, I don't suppose so. Say, who are you?
My name is Kringle. Chris Kringle. Well, glad I could be of help. Goodbye.
Dan, name that holiday film.
Is that Miracle on 34th Street?
Bing, 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 bing!
Ooh!
Wow, 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 wow! Like, yes, Dan, Miracle
on
34th
Street. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Love it. That is some high-quality guessing. I was starting with what I thought was the hardest one out of the box.
Yeah.
Dan, an A-plus thus far.
Thank you.
Cardi, we are going to give him a little go on cut 7B here. 7B as in boy. This, a little bit more recent.
Okay.
Let's see if Dan... No, let's go to 7. If you don't have 7B, we can do 7A. That's okay.
Yeah, I got 7A here.
7A, let's let her rip here.
Mom!
Kevin!
Now, before you answer this, I'll give you another option for an answer. Maggie Dawn at 9:45 p.m. on election day. That's also a possible answer to what this sound is. I'm just kidding.
Oh. It took me a second. I was like, oh, because a certain individual was in one of these movies. And that's what I was trying to figure out, is if this is the first one or if this is the second one. And I'm going to say that it is the OG Home Alone.
Home Alone. It is the OG. Ding, 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 ding. Dan, he continues to bat 100. All right, this movie you definitely know, but whether you know this sound will be determined. Next, we're going to be taking cut number 10, Cardi. This is cut number 10. Okay. Let's take a listen here.
I suppose it all started with the snow. You see, it was a very special kind of snow. A snow to make the happy happier and the giddy even giddier. A snow to make a homecoming homier and natural enemies friends. Natural. For it was the first snow of the season. And as any child can tell you, there's a certain magic to the very first snow, especially when it falls on the day before Christmas. For when the first snow is also a Christmas snow, well, something wonderful is bound to happen.
Frosty the Snowman?
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorite. Who doesn't cry in Frosty the Snowman?
I haven't watched that in a long time.
Maybe we'll have like a hot chocolate Frosty night.
That would be great. Because, yeah, that's one that we used to watch a lot when I was a kid.
It's so cute. I mean, it's just adorable. Let's skip ahead here. Since we're really leaning into our fond childhood memories, let's go with cut 16, Cardi. This one, I hope you'll appreciate, Dan.
Though a Buddy grew twice as fast, he wasn't any different from the other children.
Not too fast, Bucky.
I mean, not really.
Now, before we learn how to build the latest in extreme graphic chipset processors, let's recite the code of the elves, shall we? Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
That's Elf.
Yay,
because I thought
buddy.
I heard Bob Newhart,
it's
right?
It's Bob Newhart,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to see the musical on Saturday at the Marcus Center.
What
so.
A perfect setup. Yes, Elf playing at the Marcus Center for Performing Arts. Down in Milwaukee on Water Street. We're going to come back. We have at least maybe one more absolute classic that I would be remiss if we did not take a listen to as we continue to play Stump Dan with the sound from the holiday movie.
You haven't stumped me yet.
Your texts and comments are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We might be able to get one more in here. This one might be a little bit of a stumper because it's so short. This is going to be cut 14. Go ahead, Cardi.
Way over our heads here.
If anybody can do this, it's you, number one.
I'm not going to lie to all the elves.
Dan?
That is the Santa Claus.
The man cannot be beaten.
You had me at Tim Allen. I could hear his voice. I mean, that's a recognizable voice.
Midwestern voice, Tim
totally.
Allen. Totally.
But it's Santa Claus.
With an E. Yes. I'm Maggie Dawn, everybody. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Dan Terrio with me. We got the last segment of the day. If you'd like to say thanks to anyone or about anything in particular, now is your chance. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hope you're enjoying an amazing Thanksgiving. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody. Boy, do we need some mellow tunes. I'd be playing some of this at my family's Thanksgiving, especially if I had like crazy Uncle Carl spouting off about the MAGA-isms and things. I only have one tip on that issue. And that is, have a respectful boundary.
Yes.
Right? If things go seriously left... you don't need to get into a shouting match. Just leave. Have a respectful boundary. You all know where that is. I just want to say a big shout out to Jack from Wausau, clocking in for the chipped beef recipe a la Maggie Dawn. So I hope you got my text, Jack. You can join our conversation for this last segment of the day, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Donatello, Dawn of the Holidays. I love it.
Dawn of the Holidays.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's good.
Pat from Fitchburg, thank you so very, very much. Want to make sure I don't miss anybody else. Here we go. Michaela from West Bend just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving, Dan and Maggie. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Michaela. I am so thankful for all of Civic Media. Oh, and I'm thankful for you in particular, Maggie. Oh, that's very sweet. I avoided media in general right after the election, but when I was ready to start listening again, I started with your show because you are the one I feel I can most relate to. Thank you for being a voice of reason and hope in a difficult time. Michaela, you just made my day. Thank you so much. Jude from East Troy giving a big shout out to the movie Noelle with Susan Sarandon. I'm a huge Susan Sarandon fan. She says, it's my favorite this time of the season. Thank you so much, Jude from East Troy, from the 715, listening on WGBW. Thanks, you're awesome. I appreciate you. Pat from Fitchburg, thank you. Dennis from West Allis, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I'm thankful for you listening. Let's go to the phones before we run out of time. Tom from Grafton, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Here's a movie of it. Neither one of you have heard of. It's called Christmas in Connecticut, and it's with Barbara Stanwyck. I think it's from 1944 during World War II. And it's black and white, but it's really classy. And have either one of you ever heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
Nope, I'm writing it down right now, Tom.
Give it a try. And one other cute movie is I Married a Witch with Veronica Lake and Frederick March. That's really a fun movie, too.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Have a wonderful and safe and happy Thanksgiving. Carmela, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I just want to say I'm grateful for you, especially Maggie, but also civic media as a whole. You guys have kept me sane in all this despair. But for Thanksgiving, there's a tradition, a movie that my husband and I watch. We started dating 23 years ago in the summer. And our first Thanksgiving, the day after, we started, I don't know how I got brought up, but we watch Alice's Restaurant. So now our tradition is we go to my family on Thanksgiving, and the day after, that Friday, we make our own turkey and we watch Alice's Restaurant.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Carmela. And again, congratulations on your recent nuptials. Very excited for you and your lovely husband. And thank you for being such a listener and supporter of civic media. Dan, I have at least one more movie sound to try to trump your memory. I think, Cardi, we got to give him Cut 15. This is, you know, the classic of the classics. Let's take a listen.
How about a nice football?
Football? Football? What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Football. Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no. Okay, what was I doing? Wake up, stupid. Wake up. No.
No, when an officer ran out of car when I shoot you in a jet with my leg rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Whoa!
Ho, ho, ho.
Give it to us, Ralphie.
Poor Ralphie, A Christmas Story.
Oh, that is my favorite.
It's my favorite, too.
Fragile. I mean, it's so
I actually have the bunny
classic
suit.
Yeah. Seriously?
And it comes out once a year. And yeah, so that's a tradition in our family, too. So,
oh, so good. And maybe we can sneak in a little bit of Cut One before, and I'll just roll it out after 30 seconds, Cardi, and I'll close up. But we got to listen to a little of this.
That important. A person should never turn down a big honor. Maybe I should do it. Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon! Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away?
Aw, Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football.
I was trying to guess which Charlie Brown that was.
Oh, it's a little tricky. This is actually the Thanksgiving.
That's what I thought.
Very well done. Thank you so much, Dan. What an amazing time we've had together. Thanks to each and every one of you who listen to Civic Media and the Maggie Dawn Show in particular. I am so thankful for you today, especially. I'll be back on Monday. Keep it locked. Civic Media's got you covered all weekend long. Keep it locked right here. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.